From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France is increasing its participation in airstrikes, targeting Islamic State militants. France is sending its flagship aircraft carrier to the Middle East following the terrorist attacks in Paris last week that killed 20 people. From aboard the Charles de Gaulle aircraft carrier, French President François Hollande condemned the international community's slow response to the militant group as it overran parts of Iraq and Syria. Meanwhile, the first post-attack edition of the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo hit the newsstands today and quickly sold out. In Paris, people rallied behind the publication, whose offices were the main target of the terrorist attacks last week.
My daughter is the future. It's very important for me to explain to my daughter that the problem is very important. It's a problem of freedom. That's why I want to be here with my daughter.
But I'm still a bit shocked by everything. It's hard for me to go back to normal life without thinking about this all day long, pretty much.
People on the streets of Paris, the top U.S. and Iranian diplomats unexpectedly resumed their talks on Iran's nuclear program. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry returned to their Geneva hotel today for an unscheduled meeting with Foreign Minister Javad Zarif. The Nigerian military says it has repelled an assault by Islamist insurgents in northeastern Borno State. The military says on its Twitter feed, soldiers pushed back an attack today on the town of Biu. It says troops are in pursuit of the attackers after capturing 5 gunmen and 2 anti-aircraft guns. Residents say Boko Haram fighters invaded the town in pickup trucks and motorcycles. This is VOA News. The U.S. Space Agency says no one is in danger following an alarm at the International Space Station. A NASA official described it as a false alarm, a false indication, saying there was no hard data to confirm a leak of ammonia. A Singaporean Navy ship has located the fuselage of the Air Asia jet that crashed into the Java Sea last month. Underwater photos taken by a remote-controlled vehicle showed the cracked fuselage and part of the plane's wing. Ukraine's foreign minister says a new round of peace talks on the conflict in eastern Ukraine could take place soon. He made the remark as the country's prime minister and parliament urged the international community to designate the Russia-backed separatists' self-proclaimed republics as terrorist organizations. Pope Francis called for unity in Sri Lanka at a mass attended by hundreds of thousands of people in Colombo.
We want to ask Mother Mary to accompany with her prayers the efforts of Sri Lankans from both Tamil and Sinhalese community to rebuild the unity which was lost.
Large crowds packed the streets along the capital's oceanfront on Tuesday to cheer the Pope as he arrived. A study released today says the conflict in South Sudan could cost the country tens of billions of dollars. Gabe Joselow reports.
The report from Frontier Economics, a European consultant firm, estimates the conflict in South Sudan could cost the country up to $28 billion during the next 5 years. But the effects of the war over time could result in losses of $158 billion during the next 20 years, compared to a scenario in which South Sudan enjoys the economic benefits of peace and development. Frontier Economics analyst Amar Breckenridge says the conflict is threatening South Sudan's few assets, including oil revenues, which account for 70% of this year's expected budget. Gabe Joselow, Nairobi.
A new round of UN-mediated peace talks on Libya, Lisa Schlein reports.
UN mediator Bernardino Leon does not appear to be overly concerned by the absence of some members of the Libya Dawn faction. He says he is hopeful they will join the talks when they vote whether or not to participate on Sunday. In the meantime, Leon says other members of the group and representatives of the internationally recognized government are attending the meeting. Two rival governments have been fighting for control of Libya since former dictator Muammar Gaddafi was overthrown 3 years ago. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And from the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.